Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 148, morning by morning. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Psalm 5, verse 3. Let that verse settle for a moment. This is not a verse about prayer technique. It is not a verse about religious discipline. It is a verse about a decision. David woke up with trouble around him, with enemies, with the full weight of the day ahead, and before he did anything else, he made a choice. The first conversation of his day belonged to God. Before any other voice could reach him, his voice was already rising to the throne. And that changes everything. Because morning sets the tone. You know this. When the day starts in chaos, when the phone is already buzzing and the demands are already destacking, you spend the rest of it running from behind, breathless, reacting instead of living. But when you start with God, even 5 minutes, even when the words come slowly, something settles on the inside. It is not a trick. It is order. It is priority. Pray first, and you stop chasing the day. The day finds you anchored. Now look more closely at what David does in this verse. He says he will prepare. And that word in the Hebrew is the priest's word. It is the same verb used to describe the priest laying the altar in order before the sacrifice. Every piece in its place, with care, with intention. David is saying that prayer is not something you stumble into. It is not rolling over in bed, mumbling something at the ceiling and calling it communion. Prayer is an offering, and an offering is arranged. There is an altar that needs to be set before the day begins. And then, and this is where it gets me, after he prays, David watches. He waits with his eyes open, because real faith does not pray and walk away. Real faith speaks and then stays alert. David prays like a man who actually expects God to move, and then he lives the day paying attention. Was that it? Was that the conversation I didn't expect? Was that the door that opened when I had given up knocking? Faith sharpens your vision. And underneath all of this, the thing that makes the watching possible is not a wish. It is a certainty. In the morning, you hear my voice. Not, I hope you hear. Not, maybe you'll listen. You hear your voice, your tired voice, your doubting voice, your voice that sometimes doesn't even know what to ask for. That voice does not get lost on the way to God. It arrives. It is heard. And that is enough to make you get up and begin. So here is the call for today, and I want you to take it seriously. Before breakfast, before you look at your phone, pray one prayer out loud, not just in your head, and write down one request, a piece of paper, a note on your phone, anything, one request. And tonight, before you go to sleep, come back to it, and see what God did, not to test him, but to train your eyes to recognize him when he moves. Morning by morning, that is how a life of faith is built, not in great dramatic moments, but in small daily decisions to put him first. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.